The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
It's Friday, the best day of the week. Time for another Nate Darling Show with Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D. And now, here to ease away the tension of your week, here's Nate.
I have a shoulder rub for you. Come and get it.
Okay.
I was like, how do I sign up for that?
Oh.
I just have to ask.
Just get mine.
It's Friday. Again, another short show because I'm on vacation next week. But we want to give you new content, and we're all very busy. So
forgivers.
That's what you get. You get all the new shows. Same number of new shows. They're just slightly shorter. And you're busy, too. So, I mean, fuck.
I want credit for being at work today as this show debuts and not at home binge watching the second season of Orange is the New Black.
Oh my god, I'm so fucking excited.
That's gonna be awesome.
That's what I'm doing with my Friday night.
Beck and I were debating, what are we gonna, are we gonna keep watching Buffy, or are we gonna take a break and watch Orange is the New Black?
Oh my god.
We're gonna watch Orange is the New Black.
Yeah, both excellent choices. It's coming out this Friday?
Yeah.
Fuck. I need to like rearrange my whole schedule.
Yeah.
No, I'm at a wedding. God damn it.
Bail. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, no, I'm tempted.
There's a better than average chance they're not going to make it. So you might as well just bail and watch your show.
Wow. I mean, wait. Wow. If they listen to this, I totally think you guys are going to make it because they're in love. It's cute. It's whatever. But I mean, Orange is the New Black is still going to be there after the wedding.
You never know.
Yeah, no. Listen. Trust me. I have two divorces behind me. You're always in love on the wedding day.
They've been in love for a while.
Sure.
They're like college sweethearts.
Uh-huh.
You're not going to sway Nate.
No.
Nate knows. Some marriages work, but a lot
don't. But
then
I have LA Pride. I'm going to LA Pride because... Oh, and I wanted to ask you about like shit to do in LA and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And if you've ever
there's
been
lots
LA.
To do in LA.
Oh, I'm sure. Whatever.
I'm going to be in LA.
Really?
Okay.
Actually, I will be in LA... later on tonight.
What? Oh, yeah. Tonight.
Later on tonight.
Future tonight.
Yeah,
future
Friday.
Tonight.
Friday night.
L.A., San Diego, Orange County, and back to L.A.
All of those are good options.
Have fun.
Yeah.
There will be a lot of baseball.
Oh, is that
nice.
What you're doing?
Padres game?
Have you seen my baseball? Yes, Padres game, Angels games.
Their stadium is great.
And even a Dodger game.
Boo.
Yeah. Excuse me?
I was just saying boo. Sorry, that wasn't clear.
What? yeah, it's all that. The San Diego Zoo Animal Park is going to be
one. Oh, it's going to be hot.
That's
it's always
fun.
Hot.
Yeah, well, we're going to do that
the zoo or the animal? Or
animal
the,
park.
Okay,
animal
that's
safari.
Hot. That's some shit. That's some hot shit.
You can go to the zoo also?
No, it's just not enough time in San Diego to get all that stuff in. And I do want to, if only to... help out my friend Hootie, go on the aircraft carrier and run like a carefree child.
Aww.
That'd be sick.
Because, that's a cool carrier.
Because he wanted to do that with all the ads, but as he said, his mom and his wife wouldn't let him.
Aww. Women.
Is he going with you on this trip or no?
No, he is not.
Because you guys could go visit the battleship in my hometown and run free there too.
Mm.
It's pretty awesome.
Wait, what? There's a battleship?
Yeah.
No one sank your battleship?
No.
My battleship.
I'm like, I think
it was even used in the movie Battleship.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I don't think the person I'm going with would be down to do that. I should have gone by myself.
They're no fun. So, yeah.
It's pretty cool. Not gonna lie.
It is. Do you guys know what this is from?
I know it.
No.
I don't know it.
Is it a Simpsons thing?
It sounds
it is not. It's from the Spelling Bee. And I normally hate the Spelling Bee.
The Spelling Bee? Was it that little kid who like prostrated himself in grief when he got kicked out?
Nope.
Didn't see that. Did you hear about the milkshake thing though?
No.
Here's the whole. What's the milkshake thing?
Oh, the the judge used try to give a word in a sentence because the kid asked for it, and then he quoted Khaleesi's milkshake, and like right after he was like, "Wait, wrong sentence," or something like that. It was really funny.
This is a 15-year-old, and he was really stoked about getting this word right.
Kabaragoya.
Kabaragoya. I know it. I totally know it.
What? That's not really how he sounds.
Kabaragoya. C-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A. Kabaragoya. What?
Kabaragoya is spelled K-A-B-A-R-A-G-O-Y-A.
Is that from this year?
Yeah, this.
Yeah, that there's a kid who freaked out. I saw that on the Today Show.
Oh my god!
I worry for his future.
Well, he has a future as a SpongeBob impersonator.
Oh, that was great.
This is again where I say that if you have not watched the documentary Spellbound yet, you still really need to.
That's awesome. Okay, I'll do that tonight because I was like talking to someone about that.
Oh, I can say now because it's Friday and Rob will be home already. You've seen it. That the last thing I bought on Amazon through the NateDarlingShow.com, which is such a super convenient, easy way to both buy what I need and support the show. I bought one of those Amazon Fire TV boxes.
Oh, yeah.
And it streams all my stuff, and it's really cool, and I like it a lot.
Nice.
So that's exciting. Cool. And you can talk to your remote like Gary Busey in the ads.
Oh, hi, lamp.
Hi, pants.
What?
Exactly.
I can't.
But what? I'll use it to watch Spellbound and Orange is the New Black.
Oh, my God. I'm so fucking excited. So excited.
All right. Well, coming up on the show, we Florida Corner for you.
Thank
God.
I know. I'm going to explain why Tony Braxton is stupid, and we've got some Seth Rogen stuff. But first, did you guys see this bride walk down the aisle with her baby attached to the train?
I did. I couldn't figure out how she attached it.
Goddamn kids are always dragging me back and holding me back.
She's a Tennessee bride. She's come under fire for walking down the aisle with her newborn daughter fastened to her train. Shona Carter Brooks married Jonathan Brooks in Ripley, Tennessee last weekend, and the couple honored their one-month-old daughter, Aubrey, by strapping her to the dress train.
You know, it just takes baby wearing to its logical conclusion.
It's literally the baby is on the train dragging on the ground.
It's an interesting choice.
It is.
I don't get it at all.
I don't get, like, there's a lot of things on why you would do that. Why are people so upset about it?
Why are people upset about dragging a baby?
Is it just like, if anyone in the church is wondering why I'm marrying this motherfucker, I just want to leave this visual reminder behind me for the entire ceremony.
Now I understand the why. Now I don't understand why people are upset about it. Because obviously they're going to do it in a way where the baby's safe. It's like carrying it in a fucking basket behind you.
No, it's not.
A month-old baby. I don't know. Dragged across the floor with a... I don't know. There's a lot of dress there, though.
It's probably pretty...
It's probably comfortable.
You know, cushy.
It's a cushy bed.
Yeah, I'd probably be chilling.
Okay. Anyway,
going to a wedding. You should ride in the train on the way down
the
aisle.
You're tiny.
Whee! If they're making me miss Orange is the New Black,
you want to ride the train.
Come on, ride the train.
The image was posted on the KBLX radio station Facebook page. Quickly went viral with 2,000 likes, 4,000 shares. Commenters mocked the bride. The lifestyle website Clutch poked fun at the incident with a story titled "Another Wedding WTF." Some commenters questioned whether the mother was endangering the child. One reader wrote, "Somebody should have called Child Protection Services."
No.
I guess it's not against the law to have idiots for parents.
No, it's really not, actually.
Nobody in this immediate family could see how stupid this was. I just don't understand this.
Okay, question. Are we overlooking the very real possibility that this is just another, like, Jimmy Kimmel something or other? I mean... Is it real? Did we fact check this?
I don't know. She defended her decision on her personal Facebook page, writing that the baby was, quote, awake and well secured to the train and, quote, covered by Christ.
So that was my favorite line out of the whole fucking story. That's why this whole thing's...
covered by Christ.
I mean, it's not illegal to have stupid parents. Because why would that even... It's something so, like, obscure and, like...
Maybe that's a local insurance company. You don't really know.
Christ insurance. Yeah.
We're covered by Christ. Christ insurance.
And another
That'd be the greatest. Can we do that? Because do you know how many people we would get? Like, just business on the name.
Christ Insurance Agency. Another post she wrote, "My father said folks need to get a life. Who asked for their opinion? He said, I ain't have to ask noun for nothing, and that was my day."
No one.
It says noun right here.
I know. It does say noun.
No one.
He said, "Media, family, or associates, if you got a problem, we can solve it." And
it's
that's
French.
On Facebook. No. So that being said, signing off now. God is forever in control in our life. So everyone be blessed. Exclamation point.
I agree. Everyone should be blessed. Ampersand.
Angry blessings.
Oh,
Angry blessings. Yes, cats are getting into things.
Cat's trying to get a
beer. Cat recycling. Oh, he's freaking out.
Your cats are having a thing. You know, there was an earthquake in Eureka like a half an hour ago. Maybe that's what they're freaking out.
Because they can feel it from here?
Or they're just cats.
Or because Diana's molesting them with her feet and freaking them out.
Okay, wasn't molesting. Just trying to get his attention.
Okay. Molesting, not in the... All right, whatever.
In the nice way.
Molesting, not molesting. Like messing with, physically interacting with.
Like in the Spanish, molesta just means bothered way.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Exactly.
To disturb, molesta. Interfere, or annoy. That is what molest means, yeah. Among other things.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Well, in that case, I molest people all the time.
Yeah, that's what
What's
I was
thinking.
It still doesn't really work.
I'm a molester.
That doesn't work.
I'm a molester. Yeah. People molest me all the time. That's basically.
Aw.
But that's by that definition.
Well, you're easily molested, I think, by people.
I am easily molested.
I think we have a title for the show. Easily molested.
Oh, dear.
Or not. So who likes to eat healthy?
I do.
Okay. Well, what do you think?
This is me, though,
sure.
Apparently.
Oh, no, I do.
Okay. Well, sure, but
I like it.
When you're eating healthy, do you think of yogurt as a healthy alternative to other things?
Depends what kind.
Yeah.
Not in the way, I know where this story is going, and so no, this has never suckered me.
Well, whatever, you can shit on my parade.
Yeah.
Yogurt's the healthiest food, Nate, of course.
It's got
all kinds of yogurt.
And dairy, and yeah, go ahead.
It turns out that some of the most popular brands of yogurt have more sugar than junk food.
What? That's, yogurt?
That's right.
The healthiest food.
What? Right.
Yeah. The American Heart
he does it better than me.
The American Heart Association recommends that men eat no more than 36 grams of sugar per day, and women no more than 20.
Aw, sorry, women.
One Twinkie makes a big dent in that recommended daily max, packing in 19 grams. So, ladies, you get one.
Just one of the... Oh, that's not a lot.
Well, no, just one package.
Oh, okay. That's two Twinkies.
But no more sugar. No more sugar than that all day.
Gotcha.
But many top-selling yogurts have even more. Part of the high sugar count is due to sugar that occurs naturally in yogurt, but the amount of natural sugar varies dramatically depending on the kind. Low-fat yogurt, for example, is notorious for being high in sugar, and the reason is they lower the fat. They have to pile sugar back into it to give you flavor. So low-fat, not necessarily good.
Well,
Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say there's so much food out there that's laden with sugar that you think is healthy. So I'm not sure I'm so surprised or why they're picking out yogurt specifically in this story.
Well,
people who are like smoothies, that's healthy. Well, not necessarily. I mean, you can have a very healthy smoothie. However, most of the stuff at Jamba Juice, it's not, you're not saving anything.
Yeah, they have a huge variety at Jamba Juice. There's some that are labeled and they are lower in calories, and they have them up there, you can tell.
Yeah.
But most of them are like getting a shake.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember telling a coworker that once, and she was just...
mortified.
Aww. So flummoxed, and I was like, oh, God, you're an adult. Come on.
What?
Never looked at anything before. Yeah,
Don't understand. You know, and like the coloring for the flavoring for yogurt and stuff like that, that's all insects.
All natural.
Organic.
So that's the healthy part of it, I guess. Education's key.
Also fruit, especially the syrupy kind, mixed into store-bought yogurts is a common culprit. Plus,
it's pure syrup. How the fuck did you not get that? Like, how did people not get that from the get?
Plus, then you throw in some candied nuts, sweetened granola. You can find yourself well beyond the sugar
content the worst.
Of a Twinkie. Yeah, that's the biggest lie in food is granola.
But yeah, granola, like trail mix. I used to have same place with the person who didn't know that not all smoothies were good. Like, they were buying, you know, office snacks at Costco, which just means buying the jumbo bags of candy. And some of us were like, oh, my God, please. We can't control ourselves. Stop. Can you buy anything slightly healthier as a snack? And so they bought like trail mix. And I was like, have you ever read a trail mix packet? Trail mix is for when you need that easy to go energy because you're climbing a mountain. Right. Do you know what I'm not doing at work? Climbing a mountain.
It is
not healthy for people who are not climbing mountains.
It's like energy drinks, like Gatorade and stuff like that. When
you
people,
don't need that kind of you stuff. Don't.
I do that for hangovers, but I always mix it with water and I get the low calorie kind. Because, you know, like, you're only supposed to drink that shit if you're, like, sweating profusely.
Yeah.
Like, when you're working out.
It's just calories.
But it's straight up sugar.
Yeah.
So here are some of the biggest ones. Yoplait Original Strawberry Flavored Yogurt.
Oh, no, no, no.
It's 90% fat-free, 26 grams of sugar in a 6-ounce container. Dan and Fruit on the bottom, blueberry, 24. Stonyfield, smooth and creamy, low-fat French vanilla. 29 grams of sugar. Brown cow, non-fat vanilla.
Oh, but get the brown cow, like, cream top chocolate as a special treat. That shit's good. Like, I know what it is. I accept the risk, but that is some tasty yogurt.
This is going to be a real punch right in the colon for Jamie Lee Curtis. But Activia walks a fine line. It has 19 grams of sugar.
Sugar helps you poop.
Per 4.4 ounce container of blueberry. That's as much of a Twinkie and a smaller than average serving size. Smaller than average, more
Activia.
Sugar. It'll make you poop. Anyway.
I like, if I can make a recommendation. I did eat like the low fat and still the fruit yogurts for a long time, but I finally did switch over to just the no fat plain yogurt and a variety of extracts. Make your own like taste and a little bit of sugar or Splenda, depending on how much chemicals you like mixed with real fruit and stuff. I mean, then you're only getting the actual fiber and sugar and actual fruit, not, you know, pie mix fruit or whatever they put in there. And like a little strawberries and almond extract. That's good.
There was another thing that I did in college that was I did because I got the not like plain, like even vanilla, like you can't, any flavor is like pure sugar. Mm-hmm. So like just complete plain. And then like natural stuff.
Yeah, like vanilla extract. You can,
and it's actually really good. And so like, you know, like we were saying earlier, Jamba Juice, like that is pure like sugar. I mean, of course, there's a couple healthier options, but you have to actually read and no one has time for that. But if you make your shit, if you make your shit at home and stuff, like, and you just, because fruit does have a lot of sugar. And of course, you have to be careful. You can't eat fruit all the fucking time. What just happened?
Why is it that story?
This one or this one?
We're
going to get to that one. I'm okay. Doing an audible. Sorry.
Sure.
No, okay. Not a problem. just every now and then we get switched off to everything. The Huffington Post, and I don't know why this is under the tech section, but the 25 best types of porn have now been ranked.
Oh, I think we're about to get hoodwinked into something else.
Yes.
Wait, 25 what?
25 best types of porn.
Types of? Oh, I thought you were going to say porn titles, and I got all excited. I was like, oh, I could just plug that in.
No, this is a bullshit thing.
They don't mean porn. They mean like food porn.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Kitty porn?
No.
Like cats. What?
Oh,
come
kitty.
On, people.
Oh,
jeez, man. Louise. What is wrong with this sick bastard?
Calling them.
They're.
What did you call me?
What?
Oh, that poor spelling bee.
I know this.
Their assertion is that we've started using the word porn to describe all things visually appealing.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it is?
I don't know.
I think it's people fucking each other on.
Normally,
that's my definition. But
yeah.
Something unseemly.
Look it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look up porn because we learned about molest today.
We did.
So we did. I'm gonna text someone and be like, so, you know what? You molest me.
Oh God.
Every day.
So number 25 is quote porn. You know, when people put a quote on a picture.
Oh, memes.
I sort of hate that. I like it. I mean, occasionally it's interesting, but the ones I hate the most are the ones where it's like author unknown. And it's like some bullshit person in Minnesota was like, oh, this sounds clever. I know. I'll put it in like a antiqued background and a filter and I'll Instagram it and like,
wait,
go fuck yourself.
That's, if I knew how, I was going to do that. I was going to put like a cute cat in some like inspirational quote and be like, anonymous.
Anonymous.
Yeah. Fitness porn is 24. People posting pictures.
Someone that is
working.
Real. Like poor softcore shit though.
Oh yeah. Well, any chicks wearing next to nothing doing yoga poses is awesome.
And then a lot of dudes like show off their V.
Back to the V muscle.
The V muscle. Thank
V
you.
Muscles.
Nail polish porn. When there's a special type of lady who has like anime characters in her nail polish. And then post it. Then there's car porn. That's mostly guys. Shoe porn. That would be ladies.
Oh no,
that
no,
could be
no.
legit porn. That's like fetishist porn.
Yeah,
but then that could be guys too, because you know the fucking Jordans and all that bullshit. No, I've seen a lot of guys that just have shoe porn and all their kicks and what's new and wait in line for 6 hours when a new shoe comes out. Kind of
really,
yeah, like the LeBrons. I don't fucking do that.
I don't
shit.
Give a rat's ass.
Cityscape porn.
I'm gonna have to pull out another thing on that one.
What's a cityscape?
It's a picture like a of a skyline.
City oh, yeah. Cityscape. Oh,
yeah. Hair porn, which is
like weaves,
a fetish, long flowing
yeah, just
hair.
Looking at hair
styles.
That's weird.
Here's one for you. Wedding porn. Posting wedding pictures.
Okay, not gonna lie, I've been lightweight doing that on Pinterest.
Room porn.
This somebody got paid to write this fucking piece. You
guys. Yeah, someone's calling themselves terrible. Gadget porn.
Blah, blah,
house
blah,
porn.
You can just take blah, a word and put blah, porn next to
cocktail
it.
Cocktail porn, vacation porn, cabin porn.
Car. You said cars already.
Garden, garden porn, porn, book porn, map porn.
Map porn? That's mm-hmm. not a thing.
Well, I love maps.
It's a. There is no such thing as too many maps.
Cartographers so Anonymous would mm-hmm. disagree.
Indeed. Design porn. Abandoned places porn.
That's a thing. People go crazy for their like
shanty porn.
Photography
porn.
I don't know.
Bindle porn.
Hobo porn.
Photography porn.
What the fuck? Isn't that like
lamp
every
porn.
Picture? That's porn. That's
no,
pictures.
No, no, no. Photography porn is, and I know this because I have people I've worked with and people who are friends who are just super duper into photography. So it's like pictures of their photography equipment.
Oh.
In nature and like, oh, this is this. These are the people who have a mug that is it looks like a camera lens, but it's actually a coffee mug. People who buy that.
I get what you're saying.
But if people wanted to buy it, where could they buy that?
You could probably go to NateDarlingShow.com and click the Shop Amazon link.
Cool.
That's what I'd do. I'd check there first anyway.
Wink.
Earth porn, which it's pictures of nature.
Oh, Mother Nature.
History porn, which is black and white
no,
photos.
No, this is the stupid thing.
The stupidest
space
stupid
porn.
Thing.
Photos of the sky.
Yeah,
actual porn came in
number two. That's wacky.
Actual porn came in second behind food porn.
Oh, food porn, dude. That's like, that
put
is
those
my
hands
shit.
Together.
All I can think about right now is Chipotle, and not gonna lie, getting a little misty.
So I had to look up porn in the dictionary just because to see. And it says obscene writings, drawings, photographs, or the like, especially those having little or no artistic merit. It does not mention sex specifically in the dictionary.com definition. So I don't know.
Yeah, pornography
obscene,
is
obscene though.
Pornography
yeah.
has been defined as having no as obscenity with no artistic merit.
And then it says
I've heard that before.
And the second definition is TV
oh, no,
shows, articles, photographs.
Pornography is more protected than obscenity.
Thought
like
to
obscenity
create
has no artistic merit. I thought.
No, either way. Here's the thing about porn. I'll know it when I see it.
Yeah.
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Justice.
That's right. I could be a Supreme Court justice.
It's just that easy.
It is. Well, going by their rulings lately, yes, it is, actually.
Yeah.
Just make shit up. Whatever.
No, Dictionary. That is most of the law.
Corporations are people.
Dictionary.com says real estate porn is also a form of porn.
Okay, oh. real estate porn.
Real estate
I kind of get a little off on that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Towers and...
Piercing. What the?
Are we going down to Florida?
Know.
Yeah, it's time for Florida Corner.
All right.
Yeah. Speaking of the legal profession, Circuit Judge Lynn Rosenthal, Judge Lynn Rosenthal was arrested and accused of driving to work at the Broward County Courthouse while under the influence of drugs, striking a patrol car, and repeatedly hitting the gate of a judge's parking lot with her BMW. She was also accused of driving into a concrete median on Interstate 595 shortly before her arrest. Deputies said she admitted to taking an Ambien pill the night before and did not appear to have been drinking alcohol.
Is she holding her breath?
She might have been. Unclear. The arrest happened around 8:45 a.m. when her BMW SUV struck a parked sheriff's office vehicle in the parking lot. A request for her booking mugshot was denied.
Can you do that?
I didn't think you could, but apparently you can.
Maybe with a judge's order, you can.
Interesting.
Yeah.
She was booked in the main jail on one count of driving under the influence and one count of driving under the influence and causing property damage. She was released on $1,500 bond late on Tuesday. Yeah, I don't get it.
Isn't that redundant?
Maybe.
I don't need to learn about law, obviously.
It's Florida. Who
okay.
knows?
What are you looking at, Kat?
They didn't have a Publix, I swear.
Well, after drawing a massive penis in the field where his high school graduation was being held, a Florida teen was banned from the ceremony.
Why do people do that? Like, why do people just go out of their way to draw penises and shit everywhere? It's like, oh, that's funny. No, I don't. It was funny like 5 years ago.
Did we record?
5 years ago?
Huh? Wait, we haven't recorded a show since. So, Roseville High. Here in the greater Sacramento area.
Yes.
Some piece of shit senior like lit the graduation stage on fire.
Yes.
Burned it to the ground and
hilarious.
Scorched the shit out of the synthetic field.
Mm-hmm.
Which is shitty. I don't know if it was meant to be like a prank or what.
I think it was.
It's
yes.
terrible.
It's
but I'd like to say that the Like, you can contrast that with what some students at a Natomas High School did as their senior prank, which I think is inspired. They hired a mariachi band to follow their principal around all day.
That was funny.
Like, that's funny. See, that's funny. Nobody's injured. No property is being damaged. Everyone has fun. Like, it's a fiesta.
Sure.
Yeah. That, I salute you, Natoma students. I salute you.
That's good. Yeah. It's Why don't people do pranks like that? And I hate the excuses like, oh, funny is like, no.
If it's permanently damaging anything, you're not a dick. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Well, I think our senior prank was some people went in the parking lot and they painted the lines, the parking lot lines. So it was just like all black and you didn't really know where to park. But you can kind of tell which ones were like fresh paint. And like you could still park there, but that was kind of lame.
I don't think we did one.
No, we didn't do one. No. According to the Tampa Bay Times, administrators at Brooksville, Florida's Nature Coast Technical High School were understandably pissed off by the ultimate senior prank, which covers nearly the entire width of the school's football field. After news of the stunt spread via social media, it made its way to the top. Principal Tony Ann Noyes quickly discovered that the act had been perpetrated by a Nature Coast senior who sprayed some type of weed killer on the field about 2 weeks ago. Quote, I was very disappointed that someone would do this and not think of the other students and families that would have to look at this. He didn't think of the ramifications. He lived in the moment. That's what tends to happen with senior pranks. The school tried to cover the giant dick with green paint in a huge 2014... green paint in a huge 2014, but the memory of the phallic impression remains. For that reason, the unnamed student will not only be barred from walking at graduation, but his family will be responsible for paying any damages.
Good.
Yikes.
Yeah.
That's the fitting punishment is.
Yeah.
I'd be embarrassed. Like, that's what I'm scared to be a parent. It's like, if my kid does something stupid like that, it's like, oh, I should have raised you better.
Yeah.
You should know better. Like, at that age, too. Like.
Yeah.
Why would you do and of all things a fucking penis?
By the way, if anybody ever wants to hire a mariachi band to follow me around, I would love that. Oh. I love mariachi.
Which I'm sure you can order through Amazon.com.
Or at least a CD or something.
Note to self, find other band to follow Christiana around.
I love mariachi.
That's true, yeah. You really want to prank somebody.
Oh, yeah.
There was 2 weeks ago, I don't think we did I share this one. During the last show, that there was somebody had hired a mariachi band to like play at their private, or just like to come by Azul to play.
Okay.
And so they were standing directly outside of the Comedy Spot window mariachi music, which is not exactly quiet, all through ACL.
Good.
Was hilarious, I thought. Everybody rolled their eyes about it, but it really made for some great scenes.
There you go.
Well, it should. Really, I mean, you get that sort of extraneous stuff, you should be able to make that into your improv show.
It was funny.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, I promised I'm going to deliver. Toni Braxton's an idiot. She's dropped more than a few bombshells in her memoir, but by far the most extreme is her apparent belief that God gave her 11-year-old son autism because she once had an abortion.
Oh, dear.
She discusses the secret abortion she had in 2001 in her new book, Unbreak My Heart, which was the name of her terrible song.
Say I love that song.
Me again.
That's terrible. She writes that her guilt over the procedure was compounded by her deeply religious upbringing. She said, I was suddenly faced with a choice. That I never thought I'd have to make. Amid my major misgivings about abortion, I eventually made the gut-wrenching decision. In my heart, I believed I had taken a life, an action I thought God might one day punish me for. My initial rage was quickly followed by another strong emotion, guilt. I knew I'd taken a life. I believed God's paycheck was to give my son autism.
Well, she said, okay, turn me back on.
Yeah,
on.
I didn't turn you off. I just turned you down so that it would be an accompaniment.
Turned down for what?
you're like mariachi at the Comedy Spot.
I want to know. I'm not going to read her book ever, but she did say, I believed God. Like, does she at some other point in the book say that she doesn't believe it anymore? Or is she still sticking with that?
She later appeared to split the blame with vaccinations.
God damn it.
See, that's what I was waiting for, what her opinion on vaccinations was.
Writing, maybe it's just a coincidence that after my son's first MMR vaccine, I began to notice changes in him.
It is, because the date at which people start to notice developmental differences, some of which can be tied to autism, is around the time that you are getting your vaccines. It's correlative, it's not causational.
And then she backtracked even more during a recent interview with People magazine, of course after the book's out, saying, I thought I was being punished for having an abortion, but I realized there's nothing wrong with my baby. He just learns differently.
See, I have a feeling I don't know. Everything about the story, like, that she thought that is terrible, And it's also bad if this is becomes her through line when that's not what she actually said in a book that nobody's going to read because it's a fucking Toni Braxton book.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say she's
called Unbreak My Heart, which we get it. I know that was your big thing. Like, what have you sung me lately?
Well, I mean,
she's a beautiful voice, though.
I did like her other stuff, too. I can't remember what, but it's on my Spotify, I'm sure.
I can't remember really. Back in the day when people did its Most Beautiful People issue, they used to routinely publish actors' heights and weights.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it's like it's burned into my memory for some reason that she was like the beautiful actress, 5'2", 100 pounds or like 98 pounds or something. And
right.
I was like, wow. God, that's a tiny slip of a person.
Yeah, she's absolutely.
That's a teeny tiny person.
You know, Zac Efron. I learned this when we watched a movie. It's 5'6".
They're all
what?
Exactly. They're all so tiny. It's disappointing.
Are tiny.
So disappointing.
Like, I'm like, man, I should be smaller if I want to be famous. Maybe that's the key. Maybe that's the causation.
They're all bird-like.
Small
people
means you're going to be, I don't fucking know.
Tiny people with large heads. That's what works.
Yeah.
I have a big head.
That's why bobbleheads are so famous and popular.
It's true. I cannot argue with that logic, Ted. It's flawless.
Do you have any bobbleheads in this apartment?
I don't. I have a couple of bobbleheads at work.
Okay.
They're at work. Sports.
I asked my friend. Did I tell you guys this? I might have, but I asked my friend if he would be a sperm donor. And then his reaction was, you do realize our kid would have the biggest head ever. Like, it wouldn't be able to sit up straight. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to rescind my offer.
Aww.
I already have. Yeah, that's not good.
Well, yeah, you'd have to get that out of you, too.
Oh, that's true.
I could do a C-section. Well, I don't think I'm going to carry. Let's be real.
Wait, you wanted a sperm donor or something else? Someone else?
Well, yeah, like my partner.
Oh.
Because I can't. No, like I'm hoping to peak at 27 where I get my six pack.
Okay.
I'm not going to fucking work on something for 27 years to fuck that up.
Yeah, truth.
I just 27 years of work. I just see a 2-year-old Diana doing crunches.
If I did, crunches. If I did. Oh, my gosh. I'm so upset because my. My friend's 6-year-old has a fucking six pack, and her 15-year-old actually has an 8-pack.
What?
And I was like, yeah, don't you have a 6-pack or something? She's like, no, I have an 8-pack. And she lifted up her shirt. I was like, I hate you.
Is that the 8-pack theme song?
It's the suspense theme. Anyway, because the shows are that was a delightful way to end. Because the shows are a little bit shorter because of, you know, vacation and stuff, it's time for this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right. It's not Gordy Little Ted. Relax.
Yay.
The radiance of the peonies in the annual Grand Forks Peony Show.
Peony.
Let me start again. The radiance of the peonies in the annual Grand Forks Peony Show was for years a highlight of June. Then, as so often happens, good things just ran their course.
May as well be Gordy Little.
The Grand Forks Peony Show seemed to die a natural death some 30 or 40 years ago. That was sad, because the Grand Forks area with its rich soil makes it a heart of the peony country. The good news is the Grand Forks Horticultural Society is reviving the Peony Show this year, and along with North Dakota Museum of Art, it will present the 2014 Peony Show and the Spring Garden Tour between 4 and 9 p.m. on June 11th.
Say peony again.
Peony growers are...
I don't know.
Honestly, that's the next word. Peony growers are invited to bring 1 to 3 peonies to the gazebo at the Myra Museum.
Can I bring 4? No, I'm sorry. I won't ask again.
1 to 3. It's very specific here. Between 4 and 6:30 p.m. that day. They will be placed in milk bottles and used for the show in years gone by.
The peonies will?
Yep. Okay. Milk bottles that were used for the show.
Right.
2 private yards will have their gardens open to the view that evening.
Peony garden.
Mm-hmm. Information about
peonies are fucking amazing, you guys.
Apparently.
I know it seems weird, but we have all kinds of weird festivals that peonies are beautiful.
Anyway, information about the locations will be handed out at the gazebo at the Myra. The North Dakota Museum of Art will display its collection of more than 100 varieties of peonies between 4 and 9 p.m. with refreshments served. Oh, yes. In case of rain, the event will be moved to June 15th. They've accounted for all of this, Ted.
They have a different venue. They're just going to postpone it?
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, they're having it outside.
That's very flexible of them.
Hey, flower growers, no, you can't wait until the day before the show to select your choice peony. The time is now to eye the best of the flock coming on. Georgia Heitman of All Seasons says you can cut the prize peonies at the break of day and put them in fresh water in the refrigerator, away from the sun.
I will try to keep my refrigerator.
But I keep my son in the refrigerator.
Right. Yeah.
That sounds like child abuse.
You should have worked the bone meal in late last fall or early this spring, but that's a note to keep for another time. Peonies and hollyhocks, Heitman says. That's the fair of flowers from the 20s and 30s. Along with Franklin Page of Hamilton, North Dakota, her grandfather John Otten of Natchez, North Dakota.
Stop now. We're done with the story.
Nah. I love when Gianna's just like, no.
Can't do anymore.
Time of death.
Can't do anymore.
Look, we all like peonies.
We got two more shows to tape tonight, you guys. We cannot do this anymore. Peonies. I love peonies.
Peonies.
I even know what they look like. I'm not sure everybody else does.
I'm going to go to the last line because peonies. It's important. Times change. Flowers and people come and go. The peony continues among the joys of June.
Where have all the flowers gone?
So that's small town news. Really, honestly, that is completely and totally small town news.
It's as small as it gets.
It doesn't. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Nate Darling Show.
What? I saw this guy at this bar really drunk. And with a golf hat, and he obviously didn't have a lot of friends, fucking standing up on top of a table, like belting the song out.
Awesome.
I love white people.
I love white people.
Aw.
That's better than the way we started the show with all that molestation. All right, this is Cash Cash and BB Rexa. It's Take Me Home. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. More new Nate Darling shows next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.